Blog Talk Radio.
Is beauty enough, his
They made you be born in a manger. Sweet little holy child. And we to take our sins away. Our eyes were blind, we could not see. And we and we is a trying master. Lord, you done showed us how. Even when you are dying, just seems like we can't do right. Look how we treated you. But Lisa, forgive us, Lord. We a long time ago.
Hello, Darlene.
And we
Hello, Dr. Saul.
Just want to let you know I'm here. So let the music play, and I'm reading these bios. I haven't seen Jonathan King yet, though.
I'm in my emails now, forwarding it to you. You'll have
okay.
it in a moment.
All right.
And a note that on his bio, the current mayor's name, I'm going to text you the current mayor's name.
Okay.
Stop.
And then,
can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. So are we going to back and forth do the questions, or how you want to do it?
I want to do one of them at a time, and that's how I told them. It was that each of them will have about 15 to 20 minutes, and we're going to do one at a time. So we can start
then,
with whoever you.
Yeah, so far as the questions, you want to, I guess you'll start off and get them started, and then I'll just interject with questions in between.
I can, or I was going to follow your lead, let you start like you normally do, and then you turn questions over to me whenever.
Okay, all right. Okay,
yeah.
We'll do that.
Okay, all right. Great.
Yeah.
Thank you. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Help me, somebody, say it tonight.
You are listening to Spirit of a Dove Blog Talk Radio Show. Your hosts are Dr. Paul Raymond Charles and Jesus is Jordan T. Welcome to Spirit of a Dove Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm here. One of your hosts today, Darlene King, and we're also going to be joined by Dr. Paul Reginald Sowles. We have three exciting new members of Spirit of a Dove that's going to be joining us tonight that you'll get a chance to meet and talk to. So we're going to, right now, we're going to receive Dr. Paul Reginald Sowles. Hello, Dr. Sowles.
Good evening, Darlene. How are you? And to everyone listening, let me say hello to Radio Land, and pretty soon we'll unmute the line so that y'all can talk back to us. But this is a great day. Once again, we are continuing the movement by stretching our arms and recognizing individuals in the entrepreneurship world, people who have been involved with community service, business opportunities, networking, and we always take the opportunity to introduce them to the Block Talk world and get to know them a little better. We call this our Get to Know You moment. So we want to thank everyone who's on hold and those who will be dialing in. We're going to have a great evening for our three guests that we're expecting to present tonight.
Yes. I'm really excited, Dr. Sowles. Not only do we have three guests, but we have two couples. So it'll be wonderful getting to know both of them, and it's just a blessing to see couples working together in business. So I'm really excited for a chance to talk to each of them. Dr. Fajola, we start with Mr. Jonathan King. Mr. King has been on here holding for a while. So hello, Jonathan King. And we may have to unmute your line, so give me a moment and we'll make sure we open
your... Yeah, everybody's unmuted.
Okay, very good. So how are you today?
I am great.
Welcome to Spirit of a Dove. Welcome to our radio show. Welcome to the movement. It is really exciting to get a chance to talk to you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for coming on. Every time
well,
I talk to you, I'm sorry, Dr. South.
Yeah, let's start the conversation. Mr. King, you have been involved with a lot of different things, and just to start the session off on a keynote, just give us a little bit about your personal status, your name, where you're from, born and raised, and about your family structure before we get into some of the snippets of your career.
Well, my name is Jonathan. A lot of people call me Abdul Rahim King. I got that name from somebody because in Arabic it means the most merciful. And they said I was a merciful person, so they kind of gave me that name. I was born and raised in the city of Chester. I'm 50 years old. I'm married. I have 8 children to Tara Nicole Williams. I graduated in high school in 1983. Young black male coming up in a rough neighborhood. I got myself caught up in some things, been through some things in life, and made a transition and kind of turned it around. And God has blessed me to be able to travel a good part of this little country and other places to meet people from all sorts of levels. I was blessed to meet our president. I was blessed to have dinner with governors and senators and all kind of different people who I've always like dreamed to meet. I'm an adult learner. I'm in college. I'm graduating in July. I'm a community liaison for the Honorable Mayor Thaddeus Kirkland. I'm also a community liaison for the whole Chester Upland School District. I am involved with plenty of organizations. I own a lot of boards. I couldn't even have the time to even mention all of them. And I have a niche for helping people in our community, and I believe that God has used me and blessed me to be an example for other young black males who come up in a really in some of these really rough communities with limited resources. So I must say that I've been graced to be on this radio show, and I've been blessed to be in the position that I am in now. So I'm very much humble and grateful for that.
Well, we thank you for the intro, and just from your intro alone, it tells us a lot about you, your story, your passion. You seem to have a sense of direction. You've been through a number of things. Other words, we call you've been through life, but you succeeded, and you came up on the top side of life, and that's always a blessing. And you have this humbleness where you enjoy expressing gratitude to your Savior and then to those who have worked on your behalf to get you where you're at. So that's the type of spirit that we like to connect with. So from all of that, that coverage of who you are as the individual, when someone thinks of you, break it down into a statement. What would be a statement that justifies your calling, your passion, that explains who you are? Give us one statement that we can say, this is Jonathan King. He is blank, 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 blank. And then we're going to break down into some of your heritage.
Okay, I'm going to say this statement. And every saint has a past, and every sinner has a future.
All right.
I can't explain it no clearer than that. And as far as me, I believe I guess that I'm a person that had gotten a second chance. And the word that I like to use is it's possible. Anything.
Okay. I'll go on that statement. Sister Darlene. That was a powerful statement. Echo on that, and then we're going to dig into some of the things that Jonathan King is about in his future.
I not only did am I going to hop on that, I was writing it down so I didn't forget it. Every sinner has a past. And what was the second part?
Every saint has a past, and every sinner has a future.
Every saint has a past, and every saint has a past, and every sinner has a future. No truer words spoken. And as when God has brought you to the other side, the top side, I should say, as Dr. Saul said, that is just so true and so profound. And I think when you approach, especially when you're working for young people, when you can deposit that type of knowledge and that type of empowerment information into young people, that is truly a blessing. What have you found from some of the young children that you've had to mentor? What have you have found that you've learned from them?
I've learned a lot. One of the things I learned from young people is that we don't listen to them. And if we understood their world, maybe we can have a better dialogue with them and support and help them. A lot of people think that young people just want money and they want to be loved. And I think a lot of our young people out here are missing love. That's one of the most important things. And once they start trusting you, I believe that they will open up and receive things a little better. I believe that a lot of adults, not all of us, but a lot of us that mean well without training, we kind of shove a lot of stuff down their throat and in their heads and steady telling them what not to do and not really telling them what they should do.
Oh, my.
Okay.
That is so
wonderful.
That's so interesting. Yes.
So let's move over to now 2015, 2016. A lot of things you talked about in your past, you went through some hoops, you got through a lot, and now you're mentoring a lot of young people. What are some of the current projects you are involved with that the masses on this line and those on Radio Land need to know about? Because now we want to hear about the new Jonathan King. Who is he? Where is he going? And what are some of the things you are involved with currently that we need to know about?
Well, I'm going to say this before I start the statement off. None of this wouldn't have been possible, of course, without our Creator. But the second thing I have to say that without great support from your family, and I got an awesome family, man. I'm talking about from my wife all the way down to my brothers, my sisters, my relatives, all over the place, man. My family has been very supportive. And when you have a great supporting cast, it helps you a lot. Moving forward, 2015 and 16, we created, me and one of my coworkers named Nicole Cogdell, and she may be on this call, we created a thing called Safe Quarters. And I asked a news reporter, well, a board member of the Delaware County Literacy Council had asked me one day, you know, did you really know what safe quarters mean? Safe quarters for us means that adults are on every corner of the school district going home, making sure that the children get home safely. We're on the corners, every other corners, to make sure our children get home safely on Mondays and Fridays, and they're all volunteers. And we're not saying that we can stop all the crime, but we know that we can deter things with our present, and we learned that. And the safe quarters is an awesome. It's an awesome program. I'm also working as a liaison for the Honorable Mayor Thaddeus Kirkland. And this gives us an opportunity to be a bridge between city government and the community. Liaison department is a voice for the community. And that was something that was created by me, the former mayor, and by me and Nicole Cogdell. We kind of really came with the idea as well. But it's an awesome program as well that we believe that would help our community and be an addition to our site. And the other thing that I'm working on, which is very big, is the Chester Reentry Resource Center of Delaware County. I get an opportunity to help guys who come home from prison, and to get back on track with resources, with jobs, with alliances and friends that we've made. And help go down the line to be better and give a guy a great opportunity to make it out here in the world.
Okay. Sounds wonderful. Let's take a moment. We're going to open up some of the lines because some of the guests listening might want to ask a question. We're talking with Jonathan King. He is a up-and-coming, renowned community advisor, civic person who has done a lot, family-oriented, positive mentorship. He's also one of the honorees for this year's Spirit of Awards 2016. So the lines are open. Anyone on the line, if you have a question or a comment or a shout-out for Jonathan King, just state your name, where you're calling from, and let your voice be heard.
Hello, this is Debbie Brown calling from Philadelphia. Good evening.
Good evening.
Jonathan, I just had a question. The Safe Corridors Program. First of all, congratulations on being nominated as an honoree of the Spirit Awards. I know that's a prestigious award, and there were a lot of people running for the that position, and I just want to congratulate you and ask you about the Safe Corridors Program. What area does that cover?
This program in itself is in the city of Chester. It could be mimicked or duplicated anywhere. It allows our children to see the presence of an adult and to make sure they get home safely. And it could be done anywhere if you have a facilitator, of course, and a moderator in reference to, showing people that the male or female presence of an adult makes the difference of children getting home.
Okay. Thank you. I agree. I totally agree.
Yes. Thank you. You're welcome.
All right. Any other questions anyone have?
I don't have a question, but this is Mother Wynn speaking. I just want to salute Jonathan King for where he's coming from and where he's headed to. And I want to give him all the honor, the glory, and praise because I feel so proud about his accomplishment.
Thank you, Auntie.
Amen to that. Sister Darlene, you have another question or comment for Jonathan King before we move on to our final segment?
Yes, I do, Dr. Fowles. Mr. King, tell people if they're interested in their community or their city in getting the Safe Corridors program started, how can they reach you? How can they get in touch with you?
They can call me on my cell at area code 610-800-5553. Again, that's number 610-800-5553.
Thank you so much. It does sound like a very wonderful program, and it's wonderful what you are doing for the youth and especially for young men in the city of Chester. You truly are going to be a blessing to them. Thank you, Jonathan, for coming on. I echo the sentiments of everyone else. Congratulations on your Spirit Award this year, and we thank you for all that you're doing to help others.
Thank you so much. I greatly appreciate it.
Yes, and now we're going to ask you just to hold on. We'll put you on mute because before we end the call, we might want to bring you back with one of the other guests to collaborate because we believe that networking is the core for all growth, and we like to do it live when we can. So if you can, hold on and put a shout out there and even contact some other people who maybe not got on yet that they still have time. Because now we're going to get to our second guest, and then we're going to talk a little bit more about some of the things that are happening and some of the things that we need to be a part of.
Okay.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk next to the Alexanders, Mr. and Mrs. Wayne and Trish Alexander. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. It's just Wayne today.
Oh, hello, Mr. Alexander. Nice talking to you again. I feel like I've talked to you several times today. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm blessed by the best.
Yes, you are. So we are excited to have you also come aboard to Spirit of a Dove, but we're also excited to learn about Balance Fitness and all the other things you're doing. So tell us about yourself and your business and how you connected with Spirit of a Dove.
Well, I connected with Spirit of a Dove through Dr. Reggie Siles, of course. And I've been a trainer since 2007, on and off. And I help my clients reach achievements and goals that, you know, I'm still proud of today. And I started basically training in the fitness management business right out of retail. So I was like jumping like, I couldn't swim. I was in a water of people that I didn't know what I was getting my head into. And I was in 2009, I was going through some depression and gained a lot of weight. And I started to focus more on myself. And when I started focusing more on myself, other things started lining up for me, and I started meeting some great people. And I met a guy named Nate McIntyre. He's a good friend of mine. He's also my mentor in West Philadelphia. And I met, my family was always there for me, no matter what. And also God was the reason why all this was happening. Like I say, everything happens for a reason. And I always go by this address in the Bible, Philippians 4:13. And, you know, you could do all things through God who strengthens you. And that one passage there is just enough to get a brother going and trying to reach the sky and go as far as possible. I'm just speaking as a testimony for me and all the things I've been through in my past. So basically, I learned the ins and outs of fitness business in 2007. I don't have any clients from then still long standing, but I do have a great 20 to 30 people I train weekly in West Philly. I watch them go through hardships and hard times and struggles and it's emotional. It's a payment enough. Just watching people go through losing weight or doing a push up and crawling before you can even walk. It's a lot, and all these things. If it wasn't for the Creator, wouldn't be possible. And a lot of my clients understand that also. And I've been coaching and training the average housewife, an office worker, seniors. And, the weekend warrior, the person is just wants to be young again, And my, I'll just talk about my training philosophy real quick. I believe that fitness is like the fountain of youth. And fitness, along with nutrition, are the two assets you need to build on your whole mind, body, and spirit. And my role is basically to motivate, encourage, and uplift my clients. And I find utilize their whole surrounding environment to get a workout and get a 30-minute workout. And it is possible to work out every day. And we find ways basically to use your house, a stop sign, anything to work out and happen. And that's basically what I do. And like Balance Fitness is a place, is a business. I have six trainers underneath me. My wife, she handles holistic health, and she also does. She's a yoga instructor, and I just want everybody to understand that it's important to live healthy and be healthy.
Well, Wayne, this is Dr. Siles. One of the things you mentioned about your training philosophy, you have a statement here that you believe that fitness is the fountain of youth. Explain that to us. What do you mean by fountain of youth as a training philosophy?
Well, as a fountain of youth, you're moving every day, and you don't know what you're doing and how you're getting along with your day. Like I said, that statement where I said that Philippians 4:13, that statement right, that passage in the Bible was enough to get me moving. It was like I understood what I needed to do to make myself well, to make myself young, feel young, to move, to to not be complacent. You know, I was once 300 pounds. Now I'm down to 202. And through that year and a half of losing all that weight, it was like everybody should know this is important to life, you know. And for you not to know this, it was like, wow. So let me explain to you how it works. You know, you understand what I'm saying, Dr. Stahl?
I understand. So I see the picture. So that now becomes your life testimony. You know, your walking testimony. You've seen what you look like in the mirror at one point. Now you look in the mirror today, you see something else, and you was able to do that without a whole lot of steroids and drugs and surgery.
Exactly. It was all natural, all nutrition, you know, also through the help of holistic health, you know, also involved with, you know, trying to make people understand how important it is. That's also important. And using these medicines and everything the doctor just prescribes to you is not good. And you just need to know that, you know, and you know what you put in your body is not good.
Yeah, so talk a little bit about how can someone listening to you right now, how can someone who may be going through some of these issues with a weight issue or not being able to train and not having that charge, that fountain of youth life in there, what are some of the basic things that they can take away from this call today, things they can do starting tomorrow? And then second thing, how can they connect with you as an ongoing possibility?
Okay. Well, speaking of tomorrow, I'm having a class. I train every morning. I'm up at 4:30 every morning. I'm training in West Philly. We have a class called Flash Fit, and it's a good way to market and promote. Tomorrow's the second day of Flash Fit, and it'll be at 3858 Lancaster in West Philadelphia, and it'll be a Body Rock, the world famous Body Rock boot camp. And a little quick read on Flash Fit. Basically, I have a deck of cards, and I have workouts for every card that I'm flashing. So I'll flash you a card, and we'll do the workout, and then 30 minutes is up, and you're finished. And you can also reach me at my email is train.fitness@gmail.com. That's train, T-R-A-Y-N-E, dot fitness, F-I-T-N-E-S-S, and that's at Gmail. And you also can reach me on my phone, 484-686-0894.
All right. Well, Darlene, we're going to turn it back, open the lines up in case anyone listening has a question for Wayne Alexander, trainer, fitness, and people might want to get some of his nutrition, might want to get some information how they can get connected, or maybe just want to say a word or support. So the lines are open. Anyone have a comment or question for Wayne Alexander? Just state your name and where you're calling from.
Dr. Faust, this is Darlene. I just wanted to say, Mr. Alexander, I love it when someone's passion, their business developed out of a passion. You saw the need to get fit. You had then the passion to get fit. And as a result of you transforming your life physically, it turned into a business. I think that is just so wonderful. Tell everybody again how where your studio is located in case they're looking for a personal trainer and want to connect with someone, and they're in the Philadelphia area.
Yes, in the West Philadelphia area, we're right off of Lancaster Avenue, right between 40th and 38th Street, 3858 Lancaster. And also, I'm also in Norristown, PA, and we also mobile. So in Norristown, we're at the August Moon. It's in La Sensations. That's a spot off of Main Street. And also, we're also outdoor boot camps also. So we're letting everybody know that anywhere is possible to work out.
That is so
all
awesome.
All right, so you have it. No excuse why you can't connect. So once again, anyone on the lines listening, do you have a question or comment for Mr. Wayne Alexander? State your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Valetta Santiago, and I have a question.
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to find out. You said you do. You have boot camps outdoors.
Yes.
Okay. What would be like? Say, you know, someone function, and you know, they want to incorporate the exercise in. How much time do you need? You know, like before. I know you're busy and everything, but how much time do you need if you wanted to reserve some time with you to come out and do like a boot camp?
I also do group sessions. So basically, it's $20 a person, and then you know, I usually we can work on that. It's a bar system, but it's whatever how far we're going, it's by mileage. So I do a mileage system. So basically, if you're depends on what area you're in now.
We're in Delaware.
Okay, all right. Like we travel to Delaware. Delaware, you might add the extra $30 to travel is the only thing, but the per session, it depends on how many people you have. So if you have a lot of people, it'll do like a $20 per person. We'll get the 30-minute workout in. So if you want to do hours, I'll also do hours also.
Okay, good to know. Thank you.
No problem.
Okay, anyone else have a comment or question for Wayne Alexander, trainer? Located in West Philadelphia, Norristown, and also has a mobile site opportunity. All right, Darlene, we turn it back to you to close out this session, and then we go to our next session. Any final words for Wayne Alexander?
Thanks, Dr. Saul. Mr. Alexander, tell us a little bit about the holistic part of your business with you and your wife, or the holistic, like teas and herbal medicine, or is it herbal holistic foods? What exactly do the two of you sell?
Well, mostly supplements. The supplements are most are herbal or holistic. So basically, say you are having heart problems, we will like give you a suggestion. We can't give you any prescription because we're not medically, you know, license to do that, but it will also be like, you know, like Dr. Wyatt does in West Philadelphia, and he has holistic, or like if you tell him what your symptom is, he might say, okay, maybe try this or maybe try that. So break it down like we do oils, aesthetic oils, holistic oils, all different things. We're all around. My wife, let me see if I can get her to see what you talk. Yeah, she's not available. So, so basically that's what we do. And we can talk more about it online if you want to email me about it more, darling.
Okay, thank you so much. So, everyone, we thank so much Mr. Alexander for coming on and sharing his business with us. And it's something we all need, because I know I certainly do, need to get fit and get in shape. So thank you so much, Mr. Alexander. We really appreciate it. So next we're going to be talking to another couple that's a part of Spirit of a Dove, Minister Nate Santiago and his wife, Valletta Santiago. We call her Pam. Hi, Pam. Welcome.
Hi, Darlene. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for joining us. We truly appreciate it. Is Minister Nate there with you?
Yeah, I'm here. How you doing, darling?
Hi, Minister Nate. I'm good, thank you. Thank you both so much for not only becoming a part of Spirit of a Dove, but for coming on, and we are excited because between the two of you, I don't know how y'all keep up. So I know all the wonderful things that you're doing in ministry and all the business ventures you have, but why don't you two tell us about your various businesses, the ministries, and all that the two of you are doing.
Well, darling, currently...
And that was our 8 o'clock bell. Sorry, Nate, to interrupt you.
Oh, that's okay. We all know that it's 8 o'clock now. It's okay. Yeah, one of the ventures that me and Pam is getting involved in is... what we decided to do with my computer skills, audio skills, her broadcasting skills. You know, I personally got a vision from the Lord in which, you know, I wanted to put all of my audio equipment to better use for his work. And the vision that he gave me was prayer. And what we're doing now is we have a website that is currently under construction. It still has to be edited, and it still has to be, tweaked the way we want it to be tweaked. But we founded together PowerPrayerWorldwide.com. And what it is what we're going to do is have people send us their prayers, and the prayers can be on various topics. And what we do is we will screen the prayer and then upload it to the website. And once uploaded to the website, anybody in the world can download the prayer and keep it for free. Now, the purpose of this is that you have some countries, some third world countries, and some countries that are under dictatorship that would love to hear a prayer or hear that someone is praying for them. And that's where this all comes into play. Even with that being said, with my sister passing away in November, and I was at the hospice, you know, clergy did not get there in time. But during the interim, these prayers could have been, you know, being played as she was crossing over into the kingdom. And this is one of the things that has fueled me into getting this website up and complete. And we've already received some prayers already that's been verified and screened, because you know the devil's a liar. You don't want nobody to send us nothing that is not of God. And we're going to be uploading those particular prayers to the website.
That is so wonderful, Nate. I was honored to be asked to be a part of this project to pray. And so I know my topic, but tell everyone some of the topics that people will be able to call in and get prayer requests on or download some of them.
Right. I'm going to throw this part in the hands of Pam, but what we've been doing is we've created an email. See, one of the things that has made it easy for us, originally we were going to go to people's houses with the portable recording studio that I have. But we also found out that through technology, we can also have you do your prayer on your phone, literally on your phone, and email it to us, powerprayerww@gmail.com. And what that does is that allows us to download the prayer, screen it, of course, and that is, if it's acceptable, we can definitely upload it to the website.
Awesome. Yes. And as Nate was saying, well, your question was the types of prayers that we do have on there. It is it's going to grow, but currently, you know, we believe in salvation. We are both born-again believers. We accept the Christ into our lives, and we believe in spreading the gospel. So, you know, we are going to be praying just for every topic you could think of. But some of the topics is healing, salvation, our youth, our leaders, women being abused, children being abused, finances, entrepreneurship. We believe that we want the prayers to go forward for every area of the lives of God's people. And the Bible tells us in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will they hear from heaven, I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. And we truly believe that God's going to do miraculous things on and through the prayer, Power Prayer Worldwide.
And I'm in total agreement with you both. God truly will do some powerful things through this project and this prayer ministry. So I did realize this part. So everyone who's listening, if you have a passion for praying and you have a prayer in your heart that you would like to submit to Mr. and Mrs. Santiago to be reviewed for this project, if you have a smartphone and you have the voice record app on your smartphone, you can record yourself, or if you have an app on your computer that you can record yourself and send it to them. Tell them again, Pam and Nate, that email that they can send their prayers to if they would like it to be viewed for this project.
Okay, the name of the email is PowerPrayerWW, which means worldwide, PowerPrayerWW@gmail.com. And if, once again, that's the email address. We'll be checking the email address to see the prayers coming in. They'll get screened. And, you know, once again, not everybody's prayer is going to make the cut because, you know, we have some out there that I said is, you know, not of God or might want to do something negative, and we're not going to put it up there. But for those who know how to pray and have been led by God, please send us your prayers.
We also
have the opportunity to include bios of the individuals that are praying, and that's another vision. You know, Nate has openly, you know, he said that, you know, we want this site to be a site where, as SOAD, what we're all about is just networking and bringing people together. So part of that is including everyone's bio. So as you send in your prayers, please also send your bio. People want to know who you are. Amen.
If those who are not comfortable with a bio, and everybody don't like to write about themselves, and we get that. If the prayer is all that you want to do to be involved, then that's fine, because you have some that are humble and don't want to put themselves out there. Then you have some that, you know, it doesn't bother us if you have a bio. We want people to know who you are and to know that they're praying for you. So once again, we've got some powerful prayers already from groups like the Midnight Comfort. And, you know, it's just a powerful movement.
It truly is.
We'll also be going to have links. And then you want to talk more about the links that are available.
Yes. What's your prayer? If you're an organization that is God-driven, and if it is to help, of course, push the kingdom forward, you know, the work of God forward, send us your link. If you have a Facebook link or a website yourself, so we can add it to our website, and people can be redirected to your website to see what you have to offer. So it goes back to Dr. Siles, is another form of networking through the Internet.
Excellent, excellent. And I think what you're talking about is something profound. This is Dr. Siles, where many times in our Christian walk, those who support and worship at different churches, synagogues, we have like an altar prayer. We have a time that we pray. And then there's that intercessory prayer where it's not about you now. It's about someone else, and it can be around the country, around the world. So this gives another extension of intercessory prayer where now it's being promoted through a link where, like you mentioned earlier, people in Africa, people in Asia, people all around the world who are maybe going through something hear your prayer, and that prayer, even though you don't know them, they don't know you, is the word that is touching. And this is another way of taking the spiritualness of going out and preaching and touching lives across the world. We're using the tools of today to do that. So it's going to have a major impact where people now will be able to witness to each other through prayer. And the power of that prayer is going to change and touch so many lives. So congratulations on what you're doing in that venue. And I think it's something that is going to have a lot of legs, and people are going to gravitate to it, because anyone who is a human being and understands blessings, they know there's power in prayer, and we can never have enough. But before we go into open the lines, I want to find out, Nate, if you can tell us a little bit about this recording studio that called Protocon, this recording studio that you have established or are connected with. Tell us about that, how it works, because there are people online who are into music, into gospel, and they would probably like to connect with you.
Well, the studio is called Protocol, and it's a division of what we're doing with Power Prayer, and it falls under GSCM. And what protocol that we had produced a, well, we're still in the process of producing an album that was done by one of the links that we're going to have on our website, which is One Touch Ministries. And what we did was they had a play, and we did the soundtrack of the play. The track has been recorded, and right now we're in the final mastering stage, in which when One Touch Ministry goes out to produce another show, they will have a CD of the music that they will be singing, and that also brings proceeds to that wonderful ministry.
Okay, wonderful. And Pam, also you indicated through your bio we read that you also are involved, one of your passions is travel. You're a travel partner with West Gates Resorts. You're connected with King Travel through SOAD. Some of the things, tell us about your travel adventures, some of the things you're trying to do with travel, and what is it that you want to share about your travel experience?
Well, you know, I believe that everybody should have access to travel. And, you know, some people, when you say the word, hey, did you plan your vacation yet? They start thinking, oh, no, it's going to, I don't have money, you know. But with what I'm doing is my goal is to bring vacations and getaways to everybody. You know, my husband and I, we went to Las Vegas, and we've been to, well, everybody's been to, mostly we've been to Atlanta. We went back to Orlando for just a little getaway. And these types of things, you know, you can do. So what I like to say is that if anyone out there is interested in learning more about how you can go somewhere, and you don't have to spend a lot of money. I do have a website. It's www.wstbt.com/, and then the number is the number 928-067-27886. I don't know if you can hear me, but it's some noise in the background. But I just want to let you know that you can go on that trip. And I also like to work with churches to be able to help with retreats and conferences, things like that. Those are some of my goals.
Okay, wonderful. All right, Darlene, you have a leading question, and then we'll open the lines up.
Yes, I just wanted to. You asked my question, Dr. Fowles. I wanted to make sure everyone knew about their studio before they went away off the line. So tell everyone again, if you're interested in recording, they have their own studio, their home. Their studio is available. So if they're interested, Pam, tell them how they can get a hold of you and Nate. What's the best way to reach you?
Let's let Nate answer.
Once again, the utilization of the internet itself, the email address throughout the Power Prayer Worldwide, you can send me an email, and that's going to be the email that we will be addressing everything with before we fill up on the site or before we call you back to get you involved with what we're doing. Just shoot me an email, or you can just call, or with Protocol Ministry, you know, the phone number will be up there pretty soon, but you can call us at 267-334-1270. And, you know, we can definitely get back to you. And even with the studio, you know, we can try to find you a producer or try to find the type of music that you want to do. I'm not that expensive, but I'm not cheap either. I'm very fair, and I'm more than willing to work with people. Unfortunately, with the recording studio comes the drama, and everybody wants to make the hit, and everybody wants the recording studio to do it free. I've given out enough freebies in my life, so it's going to be strictly business, if that's okay with y'all. And
absolutely.
And, you know, they throw the word of God on you. Well, this is a vision by God, and you get all kind of drama. And that's just some of the perks of the – that's not a perk of the recording studio. But if you do it in a godly way, you know, you can definitely have results.
Yes, and this is a business. This is a business that God has blessed you and your wife with. So, of course, no, you're not there to be taken advantage of, but you are there to be a blessing to the body and to, you know, rent your studio out for a fee. So we thank you so much for that. So
okay. The lines are open. Yep, the lines are open. So anyone listening to Nate Santiago, Pam Santiago, if you have a question about their ministry, about the travel business, about the recording studio, or just want to make a comment, state your name and where you're calling from and address it right to Nate or Pam.
All right, this is Sean Davis.
Hey, Sean.
Hi, Sean.
Hi, Sean. Hey, how's it going? I have two questions, one about the travel and one about the studio. In terms of the travel, what kind of trips do you run? Do you run them, like, everywhere or just certain places?
Well, actually, I have the capability of looking just about everywhere. what I would say is, if you know where you want to go, we're going to be doing more trips and things like that, too, as groups, you know. But right now I'm working, like, with individuals on different trips that they want to go on. And you know, some people want to go, you know, maybe Spain or, you know, somebody might want to go to, you know, Italy. You know, so there are places, Mexico, you know, lots of different folks have places they want to go to. And we're able to assist them. Yes, Hawaii.
Like Hawaii? Yeah. All right. I was interested in trying to make an arrangement to go there someday.
Okay. And I also can assist with airfare and carvenal.
Okay. And the studio. So it's not only just for prayer, right? If you wanted to record, like, music or anything, you would do that. You're up for that as well?
Yes, we do record music, and as I said earlier, we did work on a soundtrack for a gospel auxiliary that we know, and One Touch Ministries, and we did work on an album soundtrack for them, and it's in the final mastering stage, but we do music, and once again, you know, I think a lot of people, what they get confused is when you have a recording studio, you automatically have a producer. That could be misconstrued a lot. If you have your own producer, or if you're your own producer and you know what you want to sound like, then that's fine. One of the tips that I can offer, you know, for anyone that wants to come in the studio is be prepared to work because you're on the clock. And we're not going to waste time, 15 minutes, when you find out what you're doing. And then return the clock. You know, be prepared to work. Have a great idea of what you want to do and how you want your material to sound. And it really wouldn't be that expensive, you know, if you know what you're doing. But it can get expensive if you're not committed to your project or if you're just wasting time, which happens a lot.
Yeah. All right. Thanks.
Okay. Also, we wanted to let everyone know that Nate, when he talked earlier, he talked about his audio service and how he does events and records and sets up sound production. We're going to be having him work with us at the Spirit of a Dove Awards on April 10th. So those who are in the area of Pennsylvania, Darby Borough, you'll have a chance to come to the awards and see some of his handiwork there in person. We're also trying to network him with some of the area churches because many churches need to have equipment upgrades, need to have their sound checks in place. So he's willing to do that as well. So keep Nate in mind for those technology issues, especially when it comes to spiritual and ministry work. So, Darlene, I'm going to let you take the last questions, and then if there's any other comments anyone have, please feel free to state your name and where you're calling from if you have a question or comment for Nate and Pam Santiago.
Thanks, Dr. Sals. I just want to thank all three of our guests. I should actually say all three businesses. We'll say all three groups that have come on tonight. I'm just so thankful for all three of you. I'm thankful for you connecting with Spirit of a Dove. And it's just really exciting, the businesses you're doing. things you're doing in the community. It's just such a blessing to so many individuals that we really appreciate all of you, and we are really happy to have you all aboard with us. I'm going to just do as a way of just an announcement. As throughout the call, you've been hearing us talk about the Spirit Awards. Spirit of a Dove every year has an annual award ceremony where we recognize entrepreneurs and community leaders in so many different areas, in business, in community, civic, our local leaders who are doing so much in the community. We have one of those awardees that's going to be getting honored this year, Mr. Jonathan King, on the phone with us now. I'm very thankful to Spirit of a Dove because it was a surprise to me. I'm being awarded this year, and I'm very thankful for that. But our ceremony is going to take place on April the 10th at Darby Recreation Center, and we're hoping that you connect with us. So connect with Spirit of a Dove at soatnetwork@gmail.com. Did I say I didn't have the email address in front of me? That is correct, Dr. Sal. Our email? Mm-hmm. soatnetwork@gmail.com?
That's correct.
Yes, that is correct. So if you're interested, please, the tickets are $35. It's a wonderful time. We have wonderful artists that are scheduled to perform that day. One of our artists performing is Mikkel. He's also being awarded. He is an amazing young man. And so we want you to be a blessing and come on out and join in with us on that occasion. You will be really so glad that you did. And I just want to thank everyone, Dr. Sal. Thank them for coming on. So we'll open up the floor one more time before we go. Make sure there's no comments or questions before we go.
I just want to say thank you, Darlene and Dr. Sal, for having me on the program. Thank you for SOAD and the opportunity to network and be a part of some a group that is about the business of God and the business of people. So I thank you so much for the opportunity to serve.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Pam.
Yes.
Any other comments? Lines are open. Anyone want to say hello to our guests before they leave?
I just want to shout out, I salute all three of the guests as well. They've done a terrific job. And just listening to them, it makes you can see a better world through their eyes. And I just hope that different communities can grab somebody's thoughts that they have put out tonight. And if each one would reach one, what a better world we would have. I congratulate all three of them.
All right.
Thank you.
Ashe. Anyone
Hi.
Else?
Hi,
go
this
ahead.
Is Tree. I want to say hello.
Hello, Tree.
Just want to say I'm on the call.
Better known as Tricia Alexander, the other half. We talked about you earlier. Nice for you to join in. Thank you.
Yes, my name is Tricia Alexander, and I'm just coming in to support my husband and his fitness business. I guess I'm the holistic health part of the business. I've been practicing holistic health all of my life. I was taught when I was about 12 years old that yoga was the fountain of youth, and I've been practicing ever since. So I have other factors, massage therapy, doula, aromatherapy. So I'm willing to share anything anyone would like to know, or if you have holistic health questions, I'm here. I have a wealth of information. I believe that Jesus is king, and God gave us the garden, and everything we need is in the garden, and that's it.
Well, share with us, Trish, how people can reach you on the call, because they might have questions after the call or later during the week about some of the things you do. Share with them how they can reach you.
Okay. You can reach me at the Mrs. Alexander. That's themrsalexander@gmail.com. And I'm definitely open to answering any questions that you might have. If you've heard about a supplement and you're not sure, you know, if you want to try it, if you've got some issue and you want to know if there's a remedy for it, I'm willing to share the remedy for it. I'm not a doctor, and I don't proclaim to be, but I really am convicted that God gave us everything we needed in the garden, and that needs to be shared.
All right. Thank you. I'll say to that. Anyone else?
Yeah.
Comment, question, testimony, thought? Going once. I hear the music, you're ready to come on. All right. Well, darling, you're... sign us out then. We want to thank everyone.
Okay.
Make sure you network with each other and communicate with each other. There's another comment someone has.
Yeah, yes. Dr. Sowers, just in closing, it's Mr. Nate, I forgot to mention it earlier. It is my personal hope and prayer with this power prayer ministry that it reaches somebody in North Korea that is oppressed and being held down by that government. Or any country that do not have access to the Word of God, it is my hope and prayer that this can bleed its way through the internet and through to their ears, so that they can be off the strength. And once again, we won't know where the prayers will go, but it is doing what God said, and that's to spread the gospel.
All right.
Amen,
amen to that.
Amen.
Thank you. Okay, Darlene.
Thank you, everyone, so much. This has been so wonderful. It's been so enlightening to learn about everyone and their business. You are listening to Spirit of a Dove on Blog Talk Radio. We thank you so much for tuning in, and we will be back here again. Sean Davis will be here Monday with Mind Kiss. I will be here Sunday with A Moment with the Master Gospel. So we hope you're back here on Sunday, and then back again at 7 o'clock on Monday. 4 o'clock Sunday, 7 o'clock on Monday. Thank you, everyone, for joining us on Spirit of a Dove Blog Talk Radio. Have a wonderful evening.
Ashe.
Ashe. Ashe.